Abby.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos in this room.
Like a song, like a sand snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And today we are talking about tassiomancy, tassiography or tassiography. What the fuck did you just say, Amber? I said tea leaf reading, but that's the technical name and I kind of fucking love it. It's not like saying Tuatha De Danann. Sorry, I couldn't resist, guys.
But it's got that vibe.
Yeah, it does. It does. It has that vibe. And like, okay, so mostly I had read it as tassiography, but then earlier I saw it as tassiomancy.
I like that.
I was like, I like that better. I do. So it was like tassiomancy, so tassiomacy. Tassiomancy. Tassiomancy. That's how I'm saying it. Sorry, it took a long while to get here, guys, but thanks for joining us.
If you stick with us towards the end, you'll see me and Amber reading our own tea leaves. Actually, yeah. Amber, will you read mine?
Sure. You would like?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to start off by putting our tea leaves in the thing, right?
Okay, yeah.
We're going to be sipping on this throughout the episode. Also, I really want some tea. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, no.
So,
okay. So while you Amber put your explained. Tea in, yeah. Okay. So the idea behind tea leaf reading is that the inquirer, because with tea leaf reading, you need an actual inquiry. And
unlike
what you're going to
do,
right, unlike tarot, where it can be just like, I personally prefer to just do a message from the universe and whatever they want you to know. So you put your loose leaf tea into a cup, and you do this because if it's not loose leaf, how the fuck you going to read them leaves? But the individual who's going to be inquiring needs to set their intentions along with all of this. Like, what is their inquiry? And so you put your herbs in first, and then you cover it with the hot water, and you're going to, again, set your inquiry.
Sorry, guys. I don't mean to zone out. I'm just putting my
question into
it.
Yeah, that's I was pouring.
Yours looks beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I went with peppermint and rose. So
I did ginger and rosemary because I need some anti-inflammatory right now.
I need some prosperity. Yep.
So I know this isn't a thing, but I'm just putting in my question. Like,
yeah, no, and I mean, it's however you want to do it. I mean, that's why I got silent while I was pouring the water because I was focusing on that. And so the tea is going to steep, and then you're going to whoever is inquiring is going to drink it. Then once you have gotten to the end of your cup, do not drink all of it. You want about at least a teaspoon, if not more, liquid left. Because should I wait till we get to that point, or should I just tell it now and then we'll talk about it again when we do it ourselves?
I think you could tell it now, honestly, because we're preparing.
So, yeah, so
and yours
the inquirer. Oh, thank you. I like yours too, but because like it
mine
makes me think
more,
of chamomile leaves.
Mine looks more earthy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I hate to use the term earthy. They both look earthy in their own way. Mine's more roots and yours is more flowers.
Yeah.
I
like
that.
Makes sense. It does. And like I get what you meant by earthy though, because yours has that earthy look to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas mine, because I have the flower petals and the peppermint, it's a bit more vibrant coloring.
Yes.
So it has a different appearance.
Right.
So yours does look more earthy. And it's funny because I looked at it and my immediate thought was chamomile flowers, even though there's no chamomile in there.
I almost put chamomile. I love chamomile and ginger, just so everybody knows. Chamomile, ginger, and lemongrass with honey. Delicious. Mm. I've never had chamomile and ginger together before. It is so good. Highly recommend. Put some lemon in there. My gosh. And it's so good for you.
Yes, it is. It is so good for you. I don't not like lemongrass. I like it. I just, I always think I have it and I never have it, so I never use it because I never have it, and I always think I have it, so I never buy it. You know what I mean? It's a vicious trap. It's a vicious trap. So the tea, the Inquirer has consumed their tea, and I don't think you have to. I know. It's like, I'm like, we got to come up with like
a way sieve. To like, I know, I hate that. Like, yeah, but yours is thankfully bigger pieces, and I've got all these little rosemary, like.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're watching our YouTube and you see us flinch a couple times, it's because we like to use strainers for our tea.
Yeah, yeah. We make loose leaf tea with strainers, loose leaf. But for tea leaf reading, you kind of need the loose leaf thing going on and not in a thing, because then you can't read the leaves. So
do you think people just swallowed it then? Just swallowed the tea?
I mean, I chew some of it up, but sometimes it's just like an unpleasant, I don't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, I also will be chewing them up, like, the peppermint leaves as they get in my mouth. I will be chewing them and swallowing. Yeah, peppermint's better to
chew than rosemary. Rosemary is very strong. I should have just done your blend.
Oh, you're good. But, so, the left hand is going to be what is holding the teacup by the handle. And apparently the term is called tossing the cup. You spin the cup in your hand, like, swirl. You swirl. Don't spin. Swirl the cup in your hand. I'm not going to do it because I have a full cup of tea still. Swirl it from the left to the right. So, wow.
You know what? I need a straw.
Okay. Three times while thinking about your inquiry as the tea inquirer. And then still with the liquid, it's probably still in motion, you gently flip it over on top of your saucer and let the liquid run down, let the liquid run all the way out before trying to read the tea leaves. And there's like really interesting stuff that I read, and it's all very universal. Like, we've done other divination episodes, and you know, what I personally have loved about it is different methods that you can do, things like that. With tassiomancy, from every single thing I read, it's all this, everybody, the exact same steps, the exact same way to do it. It's always the same way. Like, there's not a wide range of different interpretations of it. Not to say you can't make your own up, but because I didn't find in my research anybody changing it up. For the purposes of this episode, we might discuss different ways to do it, but right now I'm not going to be changing it up at all, because like everything said the same thing. And like I told Maddie, I just found that very interesting, because
well, and it's a verbal
yeah.
It's verbally.
It's an oral tradition. Yes. Yeah. No. And that makes it even stranger to me, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, it makes it even more interesting to me. Also, I bet back in the day, they didn't use tea bags or strainers at all, so they did probably eat it. I just realized.
You think so? Because I'm over here like, I'm trying to drink my tea.
It is hot.
You can use your teeth.
Yep.
If I have anything in my teeth, then I apologize. Right, but that's probably what I'm going to do is use my teeth.
Use your teeth. Yeah, that's the best I've got. But it's so hot.
Like a pill.
They probably did. They probably were used to it. You know, we've talked before in previous episodes about, like, life was harder back then. Like, you were constantly getting bitten by pests your whole day, all the time. All the time. Every fucking day. Like, all day, every day, all day, every day, all day, every day. So, like, I bet a little bit of herb in their drink. It was like soup. It was like cold soup. Or it was probably hot.
Right. Or they used their teeth like we did.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure I don't know.
They probably didn't want to waste anything either. So they probably did just consume it. Because it's got health benefits. And there's nothing wrong with consuming it, guys. It's just not the best mouthfeel. You know what I mean?
It's a mouthfeel thing. That's what it is.
Yeah. It is a mouthfeel. But I think we should talk a little bit about the history of tea leaf reading. And we'll get back to the practicality once we have consumed more of our tea. What do you say?
I think that's a great idea. So I was doing research on the history of tea leaf reading, and although there's no exact, you know, origin of tea leaf readings, it's theorized that it originated either in Asia and China in particular, and then made its way to India, which made its way to the Middle East, or it started in the Middle East and went through India to China, like, it started in that area of the world.
I should be chugging. I'm sorry. I was like, I should be holding my tea while you talk. And then I was like, oh, I should be chugging the tea along while you talk about tea moving.
And then Silk Road thing happened. I don't know when that happened.
That's how France. Spices and fabrics right. made their right. way across so they were the
sharing,
world.
They
so
were
like,
sharing, I think I do. Have
before it. The before the Crusades,
right?
Like
right.
long, but like thousands of years, hundreds of years.
They were sharing tea and they were sharing knowledge. And of course, with sharing tea comes, hey, you want to see this really cool
spilling
trick?
Spilling the tea.
Right? You want to see this really cool trick I've got for you?
Yes.
And so it made its way into Europe.
Yes.
And then it became like a little parlor trick for Europe. But, you know, it was also brought about and became really popular. What is it, like the 1500s when the Romani people...
Was it the fifth? As late as the fifth? I thought it was before the 1500s.
Because like
the Romani people, as they moved throughout the world, because mm-hmm. they originated as travelers, they are known for divination practices, and tea leaf reading is something mm-hmm. that they helped spread throughout the mm-hmm. world. Is one thing yes, that yes, yes. you had said you read.
So
and
when
I
they
had
all
read
migrated
that,
to but, like, or when they were migrating and going through Europe,
yes,
is when they started took, like really introducing that, and then they would
and the
offer
Brits
it for
treated
pay.
It as a parlor trick.
Yes, the Brits treated it as a parlor trick, and
like they do so many things.
Well,
thanks for listening to our British listeners.
The Romani.
I'm sorry, was that not funny?
For money. They did it
yeah.
for money.
Because yeah, because
they
that was
traveling.
Their trade.
That
yeah.
That was their trade, right.
Yeah, they were like, you know, we've talked before about like, you might have the. Your whole town is anti-witchcraft, but mm-hmm. then like they come to you for a tarot reading or whatever,
absolutely.
Right? So like when your whole town is fucking Puritan, you ain't got nobody that's in town who can give you a tarot card reading or whatever. But when this group of people comes through, mm-hmm. they can provide that for you. And so that was their niche. They got a bad rap for it.
They did. But
not
that's
cool.
what happened.
Not cool.
And then later, it became very popular in like the 1700s, the 1800s, Victorian times, England. And that's when it became like a little game that ladies
right.
would play, which I would compare it to... Not that it is, but when I say a little game ladies in, would play, ladies in waiting, whatever. He loves me not. He loves me not. You know what I mean? So yes. we're pulling the flowers and we're reading each other's tea leaves and we're being ladies.
Just like at Beltane and Halloween, we bob for
bob
apples.
Bob for apples! That's what I was thinking of. Yes, exactly.
Sorry, like as you were talking, that's what I started picturing. I was like,
yes,
they be
I
reading
couldn't remember.
Tea leaves and bobbing for apples all in the same
yes,
night.
Exactly.
Because like... What else you gonna do?
Right.
What else
exactly.
you gonna do?
Exactly.
You ain't got shit else
They're
to do.
They're bored as shit.
Right? And you read something also that said there was a possibility that it originated in Slavic and Baltic
okay,
lands.
Okay, so it moved from Asia.
I was driving,
yes.
so I was like
it moved,
trying to pay attention because I'm afraid of the dark right now, guys.
So it didn't originate in Slavic or Baltic lands, but it moved from
okay.
India. Asia,
I was
Middle
surprised
Eastern,
at that.
To them, which
and
they
then,
embraced it.
Well, that makes sense to me because that's how the Zodiac happened. Mm-hmm. It started in the East and then it went to the Slavic lands, then it went to Egypt, then it went to the Greeks who made it popular in the world.
Migration. It just
right.
really.
Well, and I hold a belief that like everybody was drinking herbed liquids.
Everybody was, no matter what.
Yeah.
So when
so
they saw
I'm
what
sorry,
they could
I did
do
not
with
mis-
it.
Mean to misrepresent. I was driving and Maddie was telling me some stuff that she had looked up, and of course, Slavic and Baltic, that's where my peoples are from. So I was very intrigued to know that they had something to do with the tea leaf reading history. So I apologize, guys, and I apologize,
oh,
Maddie.
No,
I totally
that's fine.
Misheard.
I definitely mentioned it because I think yeah. they said that mm-hmm. was along like the second area that it was like because they went in through there. Like
right. So like,
but where are Romanians from? Romanians.
Exactly. Because, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're Slavic, right?
Well, I've gotten the nickname Gypsy. Don't cancel us. Other people call me that. I don't necessarily call me that. But I've gotten the nickname Gypsy because of moving a lot and being Slavic in my heritage from multiple people. And one of the people that named me that, or the first person actually that called me that, and the reason I was like, okay, that's cool. And this was like 15 plus years ago, guys, just mm-hmm. FYI, like not trying to be insensitive, just telling a story. Anyway, he said it's because you're Russian and Polish and Jewish. So of course I'm going to call you Gypsy. And I was like, oh, okay. made sense to me. You know, older, wiser people, you know, I try to listen to the wisdom of others. But yeah, it's from that part of the world.
I need more. I need to drink more, right?
I would drink a little bit more because that'll be a lot of liquid.
Liquid everywhere.
Yeah, that's,
Since I figured out the teeth trick, drinking it through your teeth, I'm able to drink it a lot quicker.
Faster, yeah. So I have a question for you. You were talking about where the term tossing the cup came from. Tossing the cup? Tossing cups.
Yes.
Tossing the cup.
Tossing cups.
Tossing cups. Okay. Because I read it in terminology for this, but it was after Maddie had told me the story. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm sure it's currently used in this terminology because of what they used to do.
Oh, they would literally drink, like, their tea until it's down to about this, okay? Mm-hmm. And then they would toss it. And then they'd look and read the tea leaves that away. Now, like Amber said, most of, like, everything said, you knock it over, you do this. This just became, like, a little game.
Right.
You know, it's not like I wouldn't label it the proper
way to... Right, yeah, no, I get that.
It's more for, like, the ladies getting together and they're talking. And
but you know what? You say that, and I said that, and I originally thought that, but as you're saying, you're talking, and I think, well, you're putting so much energy into it. It wouldn't be the same kind of reading, but I think you could still possibly
I think
divination from that.
A little more?
I would say a little more, yeah. Because they talk about a teaspoon or so being left. I would say that's a good, like, 2 tablespoons at least. I would personally think get it down to a tablespoon because, like, there's so much matter. Well, I would think there's so much matter that a tablespoon of liquid will give enough movement for the divination purposes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you read tea leaves? I'm curious on if we have any tea leaves.
Yeah, I would like to know because, like, I have been super called to it for a while. I keep having people ask me, like, hey, do you know how to do this? Because I need somebody to do this at, like, an event.
Ooh, that got strong
and
at the bottom.
I bet it did. And I was like, I want to learn, but I don't know. And I don't know anybody who does. So you know what? I'm going to learn and I'm going to get good at it because I am a conduit, so anything I use can divine the message. It is what it is.
I think
that is how it goes.
Yes.
You think? Yeah.
Okay, so tell me what to do now.
So this is the next in your part. Left hand,
I'm left-handed.
Hold it by the handle.
Okay.
Then from your left to your right, you swirl it 3 times while thinking about, you know, the intention, inquiry you have. And once you've swirled it the 3 times, then you're going to turn it upside down on your saucer, or if you wanted to put your saucer over it and then flip it over, it might be a little less messy. And then you just let all the liquid drain out. Oops. I poured my tea in my lap, y'all, because I wasn't paying attention. I should have set it down, but I did not. So... And now we're going to let that...
No,
you do not tap it. Nothing I read said tap it.
I don't know where I got that.
So. Yeah, like, because... And to me, like, it makes sense that you wouldn't, because if you tap it, you might make some of the matter that's sticking somewhere fall off, or you might make it change. Now, if you can't help but tap it, if you are called to tap it, you absolutely must tap it, well, maybe the universe needs that tap, tap, tap-a-roo to do it, but I didn't read that anywhere. So, like I said, like, until I know more, I'm going with what I read. And I read like 6 different articles that told you how to do tassiomancy. And they all said the exact same instructions, which when it comes to the craft, when it comes to magic, when it comes to divination, I can't think of another instance where everything said the same thing. Can you?
No. I'm sorry, guys.
No, I realize. I hated. I was just
like,
damn it.
Hated to interrupt.
I did. I really fucking did hate to interrupt. And I find tea leaf reading very interesting because, you know, lately we have the terminology of spilling the tea. And what is this if not spilling the tea? Because
literally,
you spill the last little bit so you can see the future.
We need to take a picture and make that a meme.
Yeah.
Spilling the tea. Do you want to read it now?
Yes. Okay. So real quick, I'm going to, before I start on yours and look at anything, I'm just going to tell them. So, with tea leaf reading, The handle is the Inquirer, and it denotes the south, the direction of south in the reading. So the way you read tea leaves is everything that's stuck up here at the rim is about the present, okay? Everything that's in the middle of the cup is the near future, and everything that is in the bottom of the cup is the far or distant future. Now, I mentioned that about the handle because in tea leaf reading, from the handle, everything goes outward, right? So the closer the object or image of the tea leaves is to the handle, the closer to the inquirer, that's the word I was looking for, the closer to the inquirer, either physically, emotionally, mentally, I guess you just, as the diviner, you have to read that, but it's the things that are closer to the handle are closer to them, and then as you move out, those directions exist with the handle being the south. So, that said, and now a word from one of our fellow podcasters.
I'm Pitney.
And I'm Amelia.
And we're from
Pitney and Amelia's Bitchin' Boutique.
Who are we?
Why, we're your new best friends, of course.
Pull up a seat and listen in to what we think about people, places, and things.
Geeky stuff, horror movies, weirdos we know, spirituality, sexuality, food, filth.
It's like eavesdropping on the people at the next table for like an hour or so, and wishing you could join in on their conversation.
Also, do you see who just came in? Look at that hair.
Oh, honey, just no.
Bitchiness, you're soaking in it.
We soften your hands while you do the dishes.
Pitney and Amelia's Bitchin' Boutique.
We're here.
We're queer. And
we're
in
your ear. Every other Friday, where all the classiest podcasts are found.
Now, from what I would understand about tea leaf reading, and you tell me what you think from what you read, and we'll decide before we continue with that. From everything that I understood to have read, the reader is told the inquiry.
Okay.
What did you read? What did you think when you were reading about tea leaf reading?
I was thinking about financial statuses.
Oh, well, I just meant like when... That's funny because me too. You went ginger, I went peppermint.
Both meaning
That's so funny. But what I mean is, like, did you read anything that made you feel like they always, like, because everything seemed to me, but nothing specifically said, was told the inquiry, but that's what it seemed like, was that the reader was always told the inquiry.
The reason why I'm going to say yes to this one and not necessarily tarot is because we're sitting down and having a cup of tea. It makes absolute sense that we're sitting down, we're discussing our problems, we're discussing the things that we are inquiring. It makes sense to me that the reader is told in some way because of the way it is, as opposed to coming in, sitting and reading the cards. This is a more personal thing, I think. Also, your DNA is really involved in this reading as well. Because
you've been drinking it. I like that. Yeah.
I feel like tea readings, if you know how to do it appropriately, could be a very strong, if not stronger than the cards reading personally.
Right. No, like, I agree.
One-on-one.
Yeah, and from a personal perspective, I agree with that.
Connection with the reader and the not as
right.
well.
Well, and the abstract nature of tea leaf reading, I think, personally, allows for more specific and or broader readings than a card reading per se. So when you're reading tea leaves, you're mostly going to be seeing objects, animals, mythical beings, letters and numbers. Now, numbers and mythical beings was the thing that was not in everything that I read, mm-hmm. but everything else definitely said animals, objects, and letters.
But the I mythical read beings that said and shapes like circles.
Well right, yeah, mm-hmm. and that objects.
Oh, yeah. That's an object.
No, yeah. Well, and
that
I mean,
was
yeah,
my
I
own stupidity.
No, you're good because I was like, I had to mentally come to terms with object could mean like a man. It could mean. Mm-hmm. A lot of things, like an object. It could be a cactus. It could be a ship. It could be a bird. It could, well, that's an animal. But you get what I'm saying. Like, it can mean a lot of things. So, like, the thing also about tea leaf reading is that it's going to be personal to the reader because you have to identify, what do I see that as? Okay? Mm-hmm. And so... from the perspective of this being a reading to do with finances, right? Mm-hmm. At the rim, there's a lot that's out of your reach. It's far away from you. It's
that's fucking true.
I know. And so in the middle, there's a whole smattering of random things that happen. And I see a question mark, or it could be a, that wouldn't be a seven, a sickle maybe. Question mark or a sickle for work, hard work, physical labor, or if it's a question mark, then a question. At the very bottom in the distant future, my first inclination, even before you said this had to do with finances, I look in the cup and I see a man working. I see a man working predominantly like outside, it mm-hmm. feels to me. Is this is not the background of like in the background is something like fields or trees. Like this
very
is what
earthy.
I see. Yes, very earthy work. But maybe that's not a man. Maybe that's a snowflake. In which case, maybe it's something to like, they have those freezer jobs. You know what I mean? Like, isn't there like this natural cave system where we have cold ass jobs?
Yeah.
Around here?
Yes, around here. I won't say what it is.
Yeah, but yeah.
May I?
Yeah.
I think you're right about a lot of things being out of reach, but I see this, and this is right here, right next to me. So while it may seem like there's a lot of things out of reach, there's still something within reach.
In the very near future, yeah. Well, and not just that, but something happens in the very near future that works into the distant future that grows. That's how I'm seeing this piece right here.
Because it falls in. And
yeah, because the way it's doing. So it's like something's...
Well, the first
right
step.
Now, you're... Exactly, the you're planning, step. Right? Today is the new moon, right? So it's like planning. Steps are happening. Things are being laid into place, and it's all coming to fruition. And there's going to be a smattering, a random, lots of things that happen in the mid-future.
The man is the whole thing.
Yeah.
Carrying something.
Carrying something? Okay, I could see that. I could see that. Maybe that's what he's doing instead of working outside. He's carrying something, and maybe the something is earthy. I don't know. I just get a very earthy vibe, and maybe it's the tea itself, but it just gave me very earthy vibes.
I'm like, shit, he's got a headband on.
Yeah, no, but like, yeah, because like, but do you see where it's like there's a whole lot of stuff that's out of your reach, but there's a whole lot of stuff that's coming and happening in the near future,
that's
right?
Leading. It's almost like a spiral.
Right, and you're going deeper from... now to the end. And so like the message that I'm getting is that like financially you're going to have abundance and flourish because as these little steps happen and these little things come into place, it's going to be like one of those things where like you don't necessarily see the big picture as you're happening because as it's happening, it's all these random things that you're just like, what the fuck? And in the end, you're like, oh, that had to happen. So this could happen. And this is a good thing. You know
what
I'm saying?
This is the most, I've never had my tea read, but I'm going to be real with you. I think this is a very intense reading. Look at, that's
sorry,
a man.
Sorry, like that came.
Like,
it is
I'm
a man.
I'm trying to be like that.
It is a man. It is a man
is
at work.
Real. Like this, guys, it really fucking revealed
like,
something.
Yeah, it did.
Really
I don't
did.
Know if you guys heard that thing. Like Dustin commented a couple weeks ago, like when Amber gets going, it's hard to keep up, but he always loves it.
No, this is
and it's
like,
that was one of those things, like I had to keep talking.
I know that you
like,
talked
I wasn't
about,
trying to over-talk.
And you shared before. You didn't believe in tarot until you got a reading. This is my, I didn't believe, it's not that I didn't believe in tea readings. It's just that you get what I'm saying mm-hmm. because this is an actual man. That
That smile was just for you too, because I had green all over my lips.
It's an actual image.
Do you think you can show it to the camera?
Do you think?
Oh hell yeah! You guys see that?
I don't know if they can see it.
I don't know, but I can. That's funny. I see the man even better in the reflection than I did in the cup. But the man is the first thing I saw. Man.
It looks very Greek. Very Greek.
Yeah.
But it's on the man. Base. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like. That's a fucking man right there, and he's carrying something. So you see the feet at the bottom, and then you see the man into the shape, and you see the big thing that he's carrying.
Mm-hmm. A load, a burden.
Oh my God, don't say that.
Well, I don't mean it like that, but I mean like heavy. By burden, yes. I mean heavy.
Yes.
Not, because I see plenty, I see abundance and plenty. I see prosperity. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just shocked that it revealed an actual image. Like, I mean, I thought it was just going to be a bunch of, like, tea leaves that I could not decipher. That's an actual fucking image, bro. Like, we just did magic on the podcast.
I know.
We really did.
This is why I wanted to share that with you guys. I thought it would be fun for us. Because Maddie and I have never read tea leaves before.
No.
So I was like, hey, after we talk about it for the guys, should we, like, you know, drink tea while we're doing it?
I'm excited to do yours. I really hope that it comes out, like, mine did with, like, an actual image. Because, like, holy shit, that's insane. I'm also really excited marshmallows, Amaranth.
Oh, my God.
Marshmallows for the first fucking time.
Yeah, thanks for showing up, Dustin. That was super cool.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and Nicole, like, quite often she shows up for our tarot, so thank you guys. We love our podcast friends. You're the best. Nicole is from Doom Generation. Dustin is from Dustin Can Read and Watch Things and the Rewatch Recap. And if you don't listen to either of those shows or any of those three shows, like, you fucking should. Sorry, like, the fucking childhood nostalgia that those guys' shows bring me. And did you see the candy cane lane card that I did?
Yes, I did. Was that for them?
That was for Dustin.
Nice. Yeah, I did see that. I did.
Oh, yeah. I was making rainbow cards for Christmas, y'all. I couldn't help myself. I made Lady V and Jake rainbow mountains because Jake loves his fucking mountains. Yes. And I told Lady V, I was like, Jake better share these mountains with you because you know that painting that I did for their wedding?
Yeah.
Jake took it and he was like, this is mine. I was like, damn, that was for both of y'all. Her favorite color's in there too. Like, it was thoughtful, damn it. Don't take it away from me. Mm-hmm. All right, I think that's...
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So. Okay, wait, three times. Okay. We let the liquid run out.
I put that energy into it.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys follow me on Amber as the Color, but last week I hit a deer with my beautiful new fucking Mitsubishi. It's my company car that my company invested all of our funds in, and well, I have just been a little bit stressed since that happened, and I am more afraid of driving at night. I wasn't afraid of driving at night. Now I am. So that's fun. So, you know, that's fun. Just thought I'd share that with you while I, like, work on my intentions and the liquid runs out of this little doodad here. I said doodad. It's a fucking teacup on top of a saucer. It's not a doodad. It's a teacup. Anybody can do this. Like, seriously, that's the other thing about this. Like, I know in Britain it was a parlor trick.
If you can't afford to buy tarot readings, but you still want to do some form of divination. And you know what? I'm going to even go further and say, okay, I'm in the closet. I live at home. Let's say I live with someone who doesn't support my belief. I want to do divination.
Innocuous.
I don't have tarot. I'm going to cut open a tea bag and I'm going to do it that way. I mean, granted, it's probably going to be really grainy and going to be really small and just...
You probably want to buy loose leaf tea. Most of what I read was saying that the tea used in the tea bags is too small to develop the images.
Yeah, I could see that. That's why I was like, it's probably going to be really You know?
Yeah, because I was thinking we could just cut tea bags open, and then I read that, and I was like, good thing we both have full herb cabinets.
Yes.
And now a word from one of our fellow podcasters.
and Barner. Hey, Karen and Baby, we need a promo. You know, like where we talk about what we do on our podcast.
On our sugar-coated murder podcast? Like how we love to bake and talk about murder?
That's what we need to talk about.
There you go.
I think we've talked about it. Y'all find us on all your favorite listening apps.
Stay sweet.
And don't murder.
Because if you kill people,
we will talk about you.
Okay. What do you think?
Okay. Wow. Sorry, I'm like drawing a blank here.
Oh, you're good. I didn't really look. I can only see the one thing on the side.
There's honestly not much in here. Okay, so I think we're going in like, oh, do you want to tell me what you were?
Yeah, so I'm inquiring about the financial prosperity of my business.
Okay, so.
And I didn't actually name UMT, but I was focusing on the car and all that, so for UMT.
So again, I think we're getting that, like, something's going to happen and lead down into this. We have that, like, spiral effect.
And then, which makes sense because the way the tea read.
But if you notice, everything that happens is all on the side instead of in the direct center.
So it might be hard for me to see. Because, like, okay, so this, my first thought, I saw this shape in the side, which is like my either very present or very near future, mm-hmm. right?
Like,
but like to the side of me, right? Not like directly in front of me, but very close, right? And I saw it as a giant whale, right?
Oh, I could see that.
That is how it struck me.
Would you like
me.
To do it? I cannot read tea read. I'm pulling a blank, if I'm being honest with you. I don't think that I am meant to read tea. I think that I am a tarot reader, and I have never pulled a blank like that with the cards.
Okay, so
but
right
Amber,
here.
You seem so talented at it, honestly.
I see a dog coming out of the bottom there. Do you see the dog coming out of that?
You have... The Grimm.
Oh my god, please tell the story. Yes.
Harry Potter. The omen, the darkest omen of all worlds.
Well, but black dogs in Hecate, black
That's
dogs
true.
In Marsana, wolves in Veles.
I couldn't resist.
No, perfect. I love it. No, it was perfect. No, I hope my laugh was like,
yes,
I loved
great.
That. No, I thought that was amazing. But like the dog's coming out of something. It's not just a dog. There's
no,
something
I can
more
see it, but
to
if you
it.
Look at the dog, it's not exactly in the happiest shape. It's kind of hunched over. It's almost like it's standing in the rain type. That's because like it is hunched over. I see the dog, but it's not standing like a dog normally would. It's kind of like looking down and it's what's it looking at? What's it on top of? What's it looking at? I'm sorry.
No, that just scared me because, like...
Do you see how it's looking down?
Yeah, well, like, okay, so the way I first saw it, without your interpretation, right, is, like, here's the dog, and there's all this stuff that the dog is, like, overcoming, coming out of, right? Mm-hmm. But then you talk about the way the dog's laying, and now I see it where these are the dog's spread legs, right? So it's, like, a dog that's, like, in supplication.
Oh, now I can see.
Can you see what
yeah,
I see?
I
okay,
see.
So show. Can you do the angle? Like, you hold it where you're seeing the thing with the dog, so
this
I can see
the
angle.
This is the dog. You see the ears right up? This
oh,
is
you're...
the entire dog, and it's looking down like this. What is it?
Okay, like? So here's funny. Do you see the white dot? That's where I see the dog's eye, so I see this as the nose, and the dog is looking up.
Huh.
Huh. Do you guys see how interesting tea leaf reading is? We
it
both
is
see a dog
see
and we have different interpretations.
The way that the dog is sitting to me.
I do see the way
but
that
I
the dog is sitting
But I did not see it at all
you.
Like you said.
I do. You see a dog that's like this. But they're both supplication moves. If the dog's head's down, if the dog is on its back with its eye,
right.
legs open. So either way, it would be a non-threatening dog, right?
Non-threatening,
maybe it's not
absolutely.
A happy dog, but it's a non-threatening dog. So that's good, right?
Yeah.
So as opposed to a bad omen like Harry Potter.
Right.
Because like this is my tea leaf reading. As funny as that Harry Potter thing was,
yeah.
I feel like I got the Grimm, so.
No, it's definitely non-threatening. It almost looks yeah. like...
So there's a giant whale that I am missing or that's going to come real close to me and I need to be
you
on
got
that
lots
watch
of animals.
Out.
I got a person, you got animals. It's connected. That's...
Well, see, I see the whale from the financial business perspective, right? So I'm seeing this from financial perspective, right? A great big whale, like in the business world, when you talk about a whale, it's a big business, right? So it's either a big business that's going to wash us out, or a big business, or a large donor that could help me out in my GoFundMe life. Okay, well, please tell me what you're saying.
Okay, it's not positive.
I get that. Okay. But I need to hear it.
So you said it could be a big business that washes you out.
Yep.
Why is the dog on its back showing its fucking stomach? Why is the dog sitting up like this? Why is the dog looking down like this? Dogs cower.
So dogs mean loyalty.
That's true.
Dogs mean I'm trying to name. So let's name, what do dogs represent, right? What do dogs represent?
They definitely represent loyalty for sure.
They represent protection, companionship.
Mm-hmm, protection.
Okay, so from a protection standpoint, the supplication could mean like, you got to stop having your guard up so much. From a loyalty standpoint, the guilty dog that you see from a loyalty standpoint could be having to break loyalties to make things work. You know
that
what?
Sucks.
Only if it's the one thing I don't want, which would be letting Lisa go. I don't want that. But there's a company we don't give a fuck about. And we are breaking our loyalties with them because fuck them. They treat us like shit.
Mm-hmm. Could be definitely breaking loyalties.
Because like, I'm just like, so what does a dog represent? Like, I'm trying to think of what a whale represents in like magic, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know off the top of my head with a whale, but a dog I do know much better. But all I can think of is protection. The crossroads. Dogs represent the crossroads. Yeah. So when you come to the crossroads, these dogs are not holding their heads high at the crossroads.
I'm looking up whale.
Yeah. No, so please. Curious. Okay, cool. Because I don't know what a whale means per se. Like, I really don't.
Listen, the song said, I don't remember, but do you have a place to post your recipes? No, but we may have a recipe book.
Yeah.
You put
tea. Fuck yeah. You should follow us on Facebook to get all the tea on these witches.
Yeah.
Because that's where we spend most of our time, guys. Sorry. Facebook is where this podcast came from. Like, fuck Facebook and all, but without Facebook, you wouldn't have Witches Talking Tarot. That's for fucking sure. Now, this could also be a koi fish.
It's represent wisdom.
Wisdom, okay.
Longevity,
okay. Longevity for financial prosperity for my company. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It can also represent compassion and solitude.
See, here I see a fish going after something. Oops.
Oh, I like that. That's
cute. I don't know. What do you see?
See a fish going after something because you say that, or a frog.
Something that's going after. Ooh, that's a big animal eating a little animal. Oh, but that's like way far away from me. So like, I should be on the lookout for that maybe. Mm-hmm. Like as it pertains to my business prosperity, right? Because like, whale could possibly mean that, but maybe that definitely means that. And the whale means the longevity thing, but I got to watch out for that.
You got a big animal eating a little animal and a bigger animal swimming that away. That's how I would see it. Because that looks like a frog getting ready to eat a fish to me.
Yeah. Yep. I can see that too. But because that reminds me of like a fish or a whale, that automatically I saw it as a fish jumping out of the water to grab like a bug.
Right.
But I see like a Z down here. I don't know what that means. It could also be an N.
I do see a Z.
So I don't know what that means, but Z is also zero.
It's like a backwards.
Oh, it does kind of look like a rune.
Okay, so it looks like this to me. That.
I can see that a little bit.
That's how it looks to me. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
What's that one mean? Does it say? Can you find it?
It means, what is it called? So I can just Google it. Or like that one right there.
Yeah, sun. I can see that one too. Ooh, the sun. That's a good thing.
That's good.
That's a good thing.
And this is hail. No, that's
Oh, that does kind of look like it, though. I see it as that more than that.
So hail.
Let me see. So storm. But, like, I find it interesting that on mine, like, with yours, it was, like, quite a lot around the cup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But on mine, a lot of it, like you mentioned, focuses on this one side.
Oh, my God. It means crisis, catastrophe, disruption, radical change. I could tell. I'm sorry. That was just, like, regression. That was
shit.
Not expected. How's
that not at the rim?
I know. I'm like, that was not expected. Well, and that's kind of scary with the I think your reading's really intense. Honestly, I do too. I think it's very
intense. But it does definitely, I definitely see a theme of like the big guy eating the little guy all the way down to change and destruction and supplication.
There's definitely a theme. Like there's a theme with both of ours.
Yours was much more positive. Granted, I still see this guy, like, my first impression of this, granted, I want it to be that, but my first impression of this was, like, a big whale that's coming in to save the day.
I like that.
I do, too, but it works well for me, so.
Yeah, you could choose, but if you look at both of them, look, they're both pictures, like, this is a man, this is very similar to Greek, this is a whale, this is a fucking...
These are animals. There's birds all over the place and bugs everywhere. There's a dog. We both saw the whale. Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. Oh, I didn't show you guys.
We both saw the frog.
Can you see
the whale? Like, I'm trying to see.
Can you see the whale or the koi fish, whatever you want to call it, up near the rim?
There we go.
Oh, was that better? Okay. And then down in the very bottom is the dog. The frog / fish is up there at the top now, but this is my tea leaf reading. So we showed you both of our readings. If you are a tea leaf reader, feel free to share with us what you know or think. That did kind of good. Okay. I was like, I fucked it over for a second. But seriously, we're interested to know. I am going to continue doing this. I find it very interesting.
I think you do it very well.
Thank you.
I think you do it a lot better than me. I think, but granted, I have zero practice. That was my first time, but it seemed to come to you naturally, I think. I think both readings were really,
I think they're very powerful. Very good. Very powerful. And like Maddie said, it's a very connected thing because, like, I talked about, like, with those apples and that I leave for, like, offerings because there's a part of me with it because of my saliva.
Exactly.
And the same with this tea. There's a part of you in it. As you're ingesting it, you're also giving your inquiry into the thing and letting the tea leaves kind of absorb the energy so they can tell you what's what. And I thought I had read that somewhere or something along those lines, and I thought that was really interesting. So I wanted to, like, share that with you guys because I found that very interesting as far as, like, the whole, like, allowing the tea leaves to absorb that energy from you so they can give you the answer.
Just have to say also, like, with the hail, because that is absolutely what I saw. Like, when you said that, it's disruption, change, personal past, very much the tower. That was the, popped into my head. Of course, Amber gets the tower.
Of course I get the goddamn tower. You said storm, and it's
literally
tower.
Bad weather obstacles.
Yep.
So,
yep.
The tower. I was gonna say I did think of the tower.
But still, no, you're right. Because I was thinking, like, it's kind of a towery reading, but you know.
All right.
Like, well, you said, if somebody's gonna get the tower, it's gonna be
Amber. Yeah. Me. Yeah, thank God. No. Yeah. Thank
God. So if you saw our teacups, that means you're watching us on YouTube. So go ahead and like and subscribe while you're there, please. We are rapidly approaching our goal for next year. So
yeah,
like,
literally,
you guys fucking,
that would be
rock.
Awesome, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you all so much.
So much.
You can check us out on Instagram at Witches Talking Tarot and Facebook at Witches Talking Tarot. And we're on the
X at Classiest Witches, because we're the classiest witches you know. So thanks for spilling the tea with us and sitting a spell, I guess.
Hello, twisted humans. Do you find yourself wanting to know more about the latest murder, conspiracy, cult, or haunting?
Then this is the podcast for you.
In 1952, there was a record high of UFOs reported. 1,500 sightings.
There has been evidence of human sacrifice, devil worship,
and it is haunted by more spirits than can be counted.
A family of two adults and two kids reportedly saw a giant flying thing with glowing red eyes.
And meanwhile, the family's nanny that helped Veronica to care for her and Lucian's children was found bludgeoned to death in the basement of their family home.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Sierra. And this is Twisted and Uncorked.